We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi Ben Menachmish and Chaniyachah B'Pitchav Shaliyo. We are in Kalim Perachav Ches Mishnah Dalad Mitzbechos Svarim. Here we're speaking about the cloth covers of a Sefer Torah. It's flat, doesn't have a base kibble at all, and the halacha therefore should be that since unless it serves a person, as we've mentioned in the past several times, let's say like a table, so it's not going to be makabel tum. So here the Mishnah says we have a three machlokas Mitzbechos Svarim Bein Mitzuyaros Bein Sheinu Mitzuyaros, whether they're decorated or not, tomatoes, kidvei reish shamai, they are mekabel tuma. And although they're designated for the Sefer Torah, and even maybe they're decorated, nonetheless, people may use this to hold their place if they're studying from the Sefer Torah. And since it serves a person in such a capacity, reish shamai says they're mekabel tuma. They still all mean it depends. Mitzuyaros, if they're decorated tohoros. No one's going to use these decorated Torah scroll covers for themselves, and therefore they're not mekabel tuma. Vishenu mitzuyaros, but if they're not decorated, so then they may be used for other purposes as well. Bar Tzur explains like this. Mitzuyaros tohoros, why did Tzurah son muchachas alehen? The fact that they're decorated shows she'enim yuchadim l'sfarim ulvan. They're designated only for the Sifrei Torah themselves. Uve'enim misham she'adam. They're not going to serve a person. V'chol she'enim misham she'adam. It's going to be tovah. But she'enim mitzuyaros, says the Bar Tzur, if they're not decorated, miyuchadim nam lishar tashmishim. They're designated for other utility as well, besides the Sefer Torah. Hilkoch tomeos. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Elu Va'elu Tahoros. He believes decorated, undecorated, ator, even undecorated covers ator. We assume that when they're designated for the purposes of Sifrei Torah, says the Bar Tzur, they came and if she yichdan lismarin sulo have misham she'adam. They're not considered that they serve people. People will not use them, and therefore he believes they're both tahor. Perek chavches mishnah hey kippa shehu tamei midra. See, you have a kerchief that was had tumas midras. Let's say it belonged to a woman and she was the nida and she sat on it. Unisana while hasefer. And now you're using it for to cover the kerchief. Is going to use as a cover of a sefer Torah to wrap around the sefer Torah. Tahor mena midras. The halacha is that it loses its status of tumas midras because no one's going to sit on it because it's designated for a sefer Torah. In fact, you cannot get hana from that. So it says Bar Tanura Torman Amedrus Aval Im Yichid also the Sefer Vekarachos Olav. It's Tor Aval Tamesh or Tumos. It's going to be Tamar Min Amedrus because no one's going to sit on that if it's designated Sefer Torah. In fact, you cannot Aval Tamei Tamemes. But Tumas Beis, Tumas Sheres, Tumas Nevela, etc. It still has the status of a Kli. It's true it was designated to cover Sefer Torah. And therefore, why should it mekabel other types of tumos? I thought it's flat and it's not serving a person. So Mefarshim explained it must be that this has a base kibble. This kerchief must have some type of receptacle, and that's why it retains its status of other types of tumos, just not tumas medrash, because you wouldn't sit on it, because it still has at least a receptacle. And therefore, it's tamei tamei meis and other types of tumos. Chemes shasa ashatiach. Here you have a case where you have a leather bottle and you made it into a mat. Vishatiach shasa chemes. Or a mat was made into a bottle. Tahor. Halach is that it loses its status of tuma. Why? Because you changed it to a different type of kli. When it comes to a chemes, that has a base kibble. A mat is flat. So therefore, we view as if you broke it and you made it into another kli. So what happens to a broken kli? It loses its previous tuma, although it's tamei mikano lava, but it loses its status that it had before. Chemesh ha'asa turma. We've had these things. Here we have a case where I have this bottle, this water skin, and I made it into a turma, into a shepherd's pouch. Over turma sha'asa chemesh. Oh, you had a shepherd's pouch, you made it into a bottle. Kar sha'asa osadin, the sadin sha'asa kar. You had a pillow and you made it into a sadin, into a sheet, and for a bed, or sadin that you made into a car. Kesa sha'asa mitpachas, mitpachas sha'asa kesa. So you had a mattress, a cushion, whatever that was, tameh. Made into a cover, a mitpachas, or a cover that was made into a mattress. In all of these cases, tahor, the new kli is going to be tahor from its original tumah. It could be mitap tameh mikano lahaba because it's still considered a kli, but you change it into a different type of kli. And therefore, the Mishnah gives you the general rule. Zahaklal, kol sheshinahu lishmo tameh. If you have a tameh kli and you now change it into a kli of the same type, a flat kli is now another flat kli. So mat isn't to a napkin. So then, or a sheet, whatever it is. So then, it's still tummy. But l'shem acher, but to a different name, a different type, so now I have a flat kli into a kli with a receptacle. Receptacle cleans some to the flat clay. So then halacha is l'shem acher tahor. Then it's tahor, it loses its status of tumah because it's considered a new clay. Remember from previous Mishnahs, the pillow and the mattress, we consider those kalim as if they have a receptacle, because you could put stuffing inside. A bottle, of course, also has a receptacle, but the other shepherd's pouch has a receptacle, the turmel. But other items, let's say the mat and the like, the bed sheet, these are items that obviously are flat. So therefore, if it remains the same status, it retains its status of tumah. If it's changed into another kli, so then of course it will be tumah mikadol haba, but the original tumah is lost.